Yerushalmi Shvius, corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Tes, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Madaris at the Mishnah. Sada Shnis Kavsa, Tizra, Lamatzi Shvius, Shnitaiva, Shnidaira, Lotizra, Lamatzi Shvius. If a field had its thorns removed during Shvius to prepare it for planting, it may be planted after Shvius. If it was ploughed or a pen was made in it to fertilize the ground, it may not be planted after Shvius. If a field was ploughed, Beis Shammai said that one may not eat from its produce that grew naturally in Shvius, Beis Hillel permitted. Beis Hillel said one may not eat from its produce and have gratitude to the field owner, Beis Hillel permits it even with gratitude. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this is the opposite, Beis Shammai are lenient and Beis Hillel are stringent. And the Gemara says, "Sada shenis kavsa chule, taman amin b'shenitla koitzer v'abanan d'hacha amin b'shechoish." The Gemara says that if a field had its thorns removed, so now in Bava they understand the word niskavsa to mean removing thorns, and at Yisrael they said that it means to plow. Adaitai d'abanan d'hacha ezu hatiyuv kol ha'am choshin pam achas v'hu chayrish shnei pa'amim. How do Rabbanan of Yisrael then understand the second phrase nitaiva? Everyone else usually plows once, and he plows twice. And the Gemara asked, did they permit everyone to plough once in Shvius to remove the thorns? And Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Taman, Ein Amalchus Oineses, Bamhacha, Amalchus Oineses. The answer Rabbi Yosi Rabun gives is that there in Babel, the government aren't forcing them. To inherit your soul, the government are forcing them, so Chazar allowed ploughing once. Roshona Kushahayu Amalchus Oineses, Hoyu Rabbi Yanai, Shuchoshin, Chawisha Roshona, Ad Chadrashia, Hava, I should say, Ava Beshmita, Chamisun, Demayan, Koivosa, Amaloin, Ha'astu should say Shaar Lachoin, Miyaudei Shaar Lachoin, Dimyon Kavasa. Originally, when the government was forcing it, Rabbi Yanai instructed that they may do the first ploughing. One evildoer worked his field in Shvius. He saw people removing stones from fields on Shvius. He said, just because they permitted you to plough, does that mean you can remove stones? Amar Yaakov Azabdi, Koimi Rabbi Abo, Loikain Amar Bizera, Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Yosedek, Nimnu Ba'aliyeth, Beis Nidze, Balud, Al Kol Hatera, Minayin im yomim akum liyisol la'avar achas mikol mitzvah zamos batayra chutz mevoy lezor v'gil ha'rayis v'shichas domim yavar al yahwig. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zabdi said to Rabbi Abo, why would the government forcing them allow them to plough? Didn't Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Yochan say in the name of Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yomia and Rabbi Yochan say in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yudzedek that in the attic of the house of Netaza in Lod, they determined that throughout the Torah, what's the source to say that if an idolater tells a Yisrael to transgress one of the mitzvahs, aside from idolatry, immorality, and murder, that he should transgress rather than be killed? And the Gemara concludes the question by saying this, referring to when he spoke to him privately, but if it was in public, even for lenient mitzvah, he should not agree to transgress. For example, Lelinus and his brother Pappus were given a coloured glass utensil from which to drink, which was the custom of idolaters, and they refused it. If so, how could Rabbi Yanai permit ploughing if the government made a public decree? Ama lo miskavin, misham tatron, v'lo iskavin, ela migabe arnunin. That the answer is that the law that one must lay down one's life rather than transgress was only said about a decree of religious persecution, but here they only intended to charge taxes. Kamehain Rabim, Rabbanan de Kifrin Amri, Asoa, de Chviv, Nikdashti Besuch Bnei Israel. How many is considered the public? The Rabbanan of Kisoran said 10, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra Pek, Chof Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, I shall be sanctified amidst the children of Israel. Rabbi Avuna, Zeira, Chamnune, Pari Choyri, Hamma, Beshabsa, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosi, Hoyrin, Mipi, Lao, Asakifnus, Beshabsa. People once saw Rabbi Avuna, Zeira, running after a donkey on Shabbos, and this involved the Torah prohibition of Mechameh, causing an animal to work on Shabbos. He did this because he was forced by the idolaters for their own benefit. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosi once permitted baking bread for the head of the army and his soldiers on Shabbos since their lives were in danger. Am Rabbi Mana, Keshisi, Koimi, Rabbi Yonah, Abba, Loikain Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yomi Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Yosedek, Nimnu Ba'aliyeth Beis Nidze V'Loid, Al Kol HaTeira Kula, Minayin Im Yomar Akum Liyisrael, La'ava Lachas Mekom Mitzvah Zamos Ba'Teira, Chutz Me'avoy Lezor, V'Gil HaRais V'Shichas Domim, Ya'av Ovial Yahweg. Rabbi Mana said, I asked my father Rabbi Yonah, didn't Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yochanan say in the name of Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yomi, and Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yosedek, that in the attic of the house of Netaza in Lod, they determined that throughout the Torah, what's the source to say that if an idolater tells Yisrael to transgress one of the mitzvahs aside from idolatry, immorality, and murder, that he should transgress rather than be killed? Had the tema been on the north, may have a rabbim, a filament for color, la yishmalin. Could go in lineth, upapus, archiv shenosnu, lahem, mayim, bechliv chuchif, ferua, vele kiblomehem, amalai if kavin, meshamatun, la if kavin, ella, michal, peter, chamima. And the conclusion here of the question is that it's referring to when he spoke to him privately. But if it's in public, even for a lenient mitzvah, he shouldn't agree to transgress. For example, Leonis and his brother Pappus were given a colored glass utensil from which to drink, which was a custom of idolaters, and they refused it. And Rabbi Yonah answered, it wasn't an act of religious persecution, they just wanted hot bread. Kamehim Rabbim, Rabbanon de Kissin, Amrin, Asar, Dechsiv, Nikdashti, Besoich Bnei Yisrael. The question is, how many is considered in public? The Rabbanon of Kissin answered, 10, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Pek, Chof Beif, Pasuk, Lamed Beif, I shall be sanctified amidst the children of Israel. And from elsewhere we learn the word Besoich means 10.